98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a cloned dog.
I am. A dog is on the way. Starting, though, with a piggy. An escaped one who went for a rampage through a New York neighbourhood. Turned out to be a pet pig belonging to a police officer.
They're meant to be very, very smart.
So intelligent. And what did this police officer decide to name his pet pig?
Babe.
Good one. At first I thought this was cute and then I was like, oh, breakfast.
Stop.
No, I know, yeah. No. So it all kicked off in the Hamlin Park Historic District of Buffalo earlier on this week. I think it was on Wednesday afternoon.
Breakfast, your breakfast is ready.
Breakfast is served. Breakfast is serving. locals reported seeing a large pig, running through the area and chasing locals.
Okay.
Maybe breakfast fancies some breakfast. This woman spoke to local news channel 7 News, right?
Sorry, I love when the locals are on.
And she told a reporter about what they are calling, and they've emphasized this, an alleged attack on her by the pig.
Oh.
Take a listen to what she claims.
Kind of came up on me and it grabbed me by my hair and was shaking my head like you would shake a bag of microwave popcorn.
Oh.
I've many questions about that.
Pigs don't have thumbs.
He grabbed me by the hair.
Yeah.
So like, say if the pig used his mouth.
Oh, maybe he did jump up and then bite at the hair.
Can pigs jump?
I'm not sure.
Just wondering how the pig got
that's
from...
That's something that we'd need to investigate
I wonder
properly.
How the pig got from pig level to human hair level.
Yeah.
And then shook her like a bag of popcorn. They were like, what did they say after? They were like, there is no footage of this alleged incident. Anyway, breakfast is home safe and sound.
Oh.
Up next, don't try this at home. A Croatian man's broken the world record for holding his breath underwater, right?
Oh no.
I just get shallow breathing when I read this.
Why would he even want to do this?
So his name is Vitomir Maricic, and he managed to not take a breath for 29 minutes and 3 seconds.
Stop.
Right? Now, he is a free diver, so he is obviously experienced, you know, controlling his breathing to a certain extent. But it was far from easy, even for him. It does not sound fun. He said he was in almost unbearable pain, went into convulsions and had hundreds of contractions.
Right.
It gets worse. There was brief intestinal bleeding and a massive headache. But
okay.
He says afterwards that all passed really quickly and he's eyeing up his next record.
No.
So there's a Russian fella who holds the record for the deepest free dive with a variable weight. I don't know what that means. He holds it at 156 metres. That's the record. Maricic is aiming to beat that. He says it's going to take him 2 years to practice, but he's going to beat and do 160 metres.
Okay.
Just not something that I would want to try and achieve personally.
Same.
Finally this morning, did you hear the news this week? Tom Brady has cloned his dog.
Tom Brady has cloned his dog. I know we all get very attached to our pets, but
yeah.
I wonder if the new dog is his personality.
I don't know.
Similar. Yeah, to the old dog who has passed.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the dog passed away.
Yeah, the dog did pass away. So fans have noticed that the NFL star's dog, Junie, looks very like his old dog, Lua, who died a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Tom has only gone and confirmed that, yes, Junie looks like Luna because she's a clone, right?
Right.
So now, all very convenient. Tom works with a bioscience company.
I see a collab.
Basically, hashtag collab. And before Lua died in 2023, he agreed that they could take a blood sample of Lua, who's a pit bull mix. So now they've used that blood sample. That's all they need.
Really?
Allegedly, a bit like 7 News, to clone his dog. So Tom is an investor in Colossal Biosciences, which has just bought the companies that cloned Barbara Streisand and Paris Hilton's dogs.
Oh.
I heard that rumour when we were in school that they replaced Paris. So it is a thing they've been doing. So the newly formed group of companies has access to the breakthrough technologies most famous for cloning Dolly the sheep back in the 90s.
Oh yeah, Dolly, the OG.
Yeah, so they are also known for their de-extinction programme. They're trying to bring back dire wolves, which appeared in Game of Thrones.
No, I don't think we should be messing with things like that.
Neither do I. So they claim that they have brought back dire wolves already.
I know, leave
them be. However, other scientists say They've just kind of created a grey wolf with a few tweaks.
Yeah, but so I don't think I should create new species. Let nature take its course.
Yeah, don't be creating any forms of new life, new or old.
No!
Yeah.
So, that sounds like a plot for a film.
So I wonder if they have cloned Tom Brady's dog or if they've just got a pit bull mix that looks very like Lua.
Yeah.
I'm unsure. Interesting. Unclear. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We're talking these celebrity traitors.
Last night's finale has been hailed the greatest of all time after many twists and betrayals. Let's do a little recap. So there was an epic final mission featuring a steam train.
It was
no helicopter.
So fun.
OG traitor Kat Burns was then banished at the final round table. However, as per the game rules, she didn't disclose her true identity and she left the room, leaving our final four to act on intuition alone. That's what I love about the UK version of the show, that this changes, because normally you'd have to say at the end if you are a traitor or a faithful. It was then time for Endgame, and strap in. We were at the fire pit and there were several ceremonial pouches. Brendan's favourite.
Thrilled. I love a ceremonial pouch.
So we had faithfuls Nick Mohammed, Joe Marler and David Olusoga and traitor Alan Carr standing around the fire pit. The big shock was that Nick turned on his BFF, Joe Marler, choosing to vote him out after Joe had gone for Kat at the last minute at the previous round table, which was against what they had agreed
to
do. So Nick then became very suspicious and it was then down to three. Joe was gone, two faithful and one very hilarious and very crafty traitor. After weeks of strategy, gameplay, hilarious moments, and even claiming that he was worse than Linda, Alan Carr managed to deceive Nick and David into believing he was faithful, and he won the entire series.
Now please reveal, are you a faithful or are you a traitor?
I am. And have always been a traitor.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, poor Alan.
He burst into tears.
God love him.
He played a blinder.
He played such a good game. I was watching this episode last night and I was like, oh, this is just going to go the way we think it's
really
going to go.
Really predictable.
Really predictable, really boring. And then when Nick turned his chalkboard around and had said Joe, I was like, whoa.
Game over.
And when he went green at the end, I thought Nick was going to go red again.
He's been such a good faithful, but that's it. So Alan Carr is the winner of Celebrity Traitors. He's won £87,500 for children's cancer charity Neuroblastoma UK. He was one of the best and worst traitors ever.
He's gifted
us with the TV moment of the year. You might remember that at the start of the series, Alan murdered his pal Paloma Faith in plain sight. It was quite shocking, actually. Well, here's some of their reunion on the companion show Uncloaked.
I am so sorry. You know I am, and I want to tell everyone that I'm the father of a child.
And here is Paloma's reply.
And I'm so happy that you won, because it was bloody worth it then. But I think that most people didn't vote for you because they're like, how can we vote someone that's so lovable? And it really concludes that thing that you won it, you hurt me and I loved you, but
only love can hurt like that, though.
Very
so
good.
Funny. What a
chatty
series.
Man needs to come back bigger and better than ever. Please make it happen.
I think Alan's going to be doing Strictly, several chat shows and the whole shebang. Yeah. Next up, quickly, Martin Kemp has reportedly signed up for I'm a Celeb.
Oh, yeah.
So the new series is starting on November 16th, but it seems the cat is out of the bag due to a now deleted Instagram post from a nightclub in Scotland.
Oh.
Few Bar nightclub in Stirling announced that Martin has pulled out last minute. He had an appearance on November 8th, so this weekend, and they have claimed that he's off to Australia for a TV commitment, so now everyone thinks that he's going in.
That's worse than Mel B telling us that Glastonbury's not on.
I know. Do you remember that? Yeah. That was shocking. Martin's son Roman, who presents The One Show, he came third on I'm a Celeb in 2019. And finally, she's best known for playing Lizzie McGuire, starring in rom-coms like Cinderella Story and gifting us with hits like Come Clean and So Yesterday. And now Hilary Duff is back with her first single in 10 years. I love it.
Okay.
It is called Mature.
That sounds very familiar.
She loves when she hears you sing. You're so mature for your age.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I feel like it sounds like Sabrina Carpenter meets Taylor Swift.
It sounds like a Sabrina Carpenter song specifically.
Yeah.
I need to figure that out.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.